What happens when the world's most critical shipping lane becomes a no-sail zone for commercial vessels? I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and we're about to explore how rapidly escalating tensions in the Middle East are reshaping global energy markets, diplomatic relations, and military strategies from Washington to Taipei.
I'm Sarah Chen, and this Monday, June 1st, brings us a confluence of events that perfectly illustrate how interconnected our modern world has become. From Israel's renewed strikes on Beirut as ceasefire efforts crumble, to NVIDIA's dominance extending into every corner of the AI economy, we're tracking developments across multiple theaters that will shape the week ahead.
Our lead story centers on the complete breakdown of Lebanon's ceasefire negotiations. Netanyahu has ordered fresh strikes on Beirut after U.S. mediation efforts failed over the weekend, while Secretary of State Rubio prepares new proposals for Tuesday's emergency talks. Oil markets are already responding with significant price movements as investors factor in potential supply disruptions.
Meanwhile, the technology landscape is experiencing seismic shifts at Computex 2026. NVIDIA's Jensen Huang used his keynote to dismiss AI job displacement fears as complete nonsense, while simultaneously unveiling new humanoid robot platforms that could revolutionize manufacturing. Microsoft's Build conference kicks off today with major announcements around AI agents, and we're seeing record-breaking performance in chip stocks that's reigniting debate about market valuations.
On the international front, we'll examine how geopolitical tensions are creating new supply chain realities. France seized a sanctioned Russian tanker in the Atlantic, Romania confirmed Russian drone strikes on NATO territory, and China is deploying Coast Guard vessels east of Taiwan following Japan-Philippines defense talks. Each of these incidents represents a small but significant escalation in broader strategic competitions.
We're also tracking breakthrough developments in medical research, including Johnson & Johnson's cancer injection, showing remarkable results in head and neck cancer patients, and Revolution Medicines beginning shipment of their new pancreatic cancer drug. CERN has announced what could be the most significant physics discovery in decades, with B meson decay measurements suggesting phenomena beyond the standard model.
Domestically, Tuesday's primary elections in six states could reshape the political landscape, particularly in Texas, where Ken Paxton's victory over John Cornyn has Democrats sensing opportunity in what was considered a safe Republican seat. We'll also examine the Federal Reserve's growing concerns about political interference as Chairman Powell delivers unusually direct warnings about central bank independence.
Before we dive deep, I want to note something remarkable about today's news cycle. We're covering stories that span from subatomic particle physics to global supply chains, from AI-powered robotics to ancient geopolitical conflicts. This breadth reflects how technological acceleration and geopolitical complexity are creating a world where seemingly disparate events can trigger cascading effects across multiple domains. Let's begin with the situation in Lebanon,